Luke 17. I want to deal with this thought. What about giving thanks? What is it that the Lord no doubt magnifies in the Bible? He no doubt expresses the importance of thanksgiving over and over. There's a reason for it. I'll not deal with all of them by any means. But just a couple of verses, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We've heard that tonight. Unspeakable. Explain to me salvation. Now, I know I can say I'm saved, I'm forgiven, going to heaven. No longer heading to hell, and that's true. But there's no way to explain that. And to think about the fact that it's a gift. I'm not having to earn it. I didn't have to do anything but come to him and acknowledge my sin and accept by faith what he did. Psalm 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. There's a private, personal way of giving thanks. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, and it says at the end of that verse, and gave thanks. He wasn't just making requests. He was thanking the Lord, that personal. Even though they knew of it, even though his window was open, it was between him and the Lord. And we ought to give thanks privately. There's this thing about public thanksgiving. Psalm 35:18. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I've tried to encourage you to do that tonight, and some of you have. Thanking him publicly. We can do that with our words. I'll try and say this before I'm done. We can do that by our expressions of handing out to the Lord thanks by our words and our hands and our shouts and our tears public. But then notice, let's go ahead and get into the scripture beginning in verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They had to. They were not allowed to approach anyone. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He praised and thanked the Lord. And fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I want to mention first, the reason for giving thanks is obvious. Here's 10 lepers. I suppose there's nothing worse than leprosy in Jesus' day. It was something that absolutely consumed your life. It attacked you physically, emotionally, socially. It was a disease where there was no known cure. So there's no hope, humanly speaking, of improvement. There's no anticipation of sooner or later I'll be through this and my life will get back to normal. It's a dire thing. And they were excluded from society. They were not allowed to stay in their homes. They had to leave, and they formed leper colonies where these poor people had to stay. As we find here, they remained afar off. They could not approach anybody, including the Lord. They had to stand a distance and say, unclean, unclean, to make sure no one accidentally came too close to them. It was a horrible disease. And when Jesus healed them, their healing was obvious. There was no doubt about it. He tells them to go to the priest and do as the Old Testament says and have that priest examine you. And if it is clear that the leprosy somehow has ended and you are well, you can return to society. You just offer a sacrifice. But if that leprosy is still there, you have to stay in the leper colony. You have to stay in that horrible situation. But these men, as they're leaving, heading out to do what Jesus said, they all are healed. And one man comes back to give thanks. And I say this evening, the reason he did was obvious. The man was healed. God, hear me, God had done something miraculous for him. He had done, listen to me, he had done something he did not have to do. Guess what? That's what God does for us every day. He may not heal us of leprosy, but he does things of a miraculous nature every single day. And we ought to give him thanks. We ought to give him praise. Verse 13. They come and say, have mercy on us. They know they're asking for mercy. They know that what they're asking is not something they deserve. They know if he helps us, it will be mercy. If he somehow finds it in his heart to touch us and help us in any way, it'll be because he loves us and he's good, not because we deserve it. And anything that God does for us, not because we deserve it. We may serve him, we may be dedicated to him, I hope we are, but none of us deserve his goodness. And verse 14 says, as they went, they were all cleansed. No wonder this man came back and said, oh, thank you, Lord. The reason for giving thanks was obvious. But all of them did not come back. Only one of 10 returned to give thanks. The others went who knows where, probably to the priest first, but then we don't know where. We're not told. So I say first, the reason for giving thanks is obvious, but secondly, the refusal for giving thanks is outrageous. I don't know where they went. I don't know what was on their mind. I suppose they all went to the priest as they were instructed. But what they did after that, in fact, even before that, I do not know. But I know this. Whatever they did not come back and give him thanks. And that is outrageous. They just got healed of leprosy. They just had their lives changed. They just had been set free. And they didn't even come back to thank him. I do not know why, but I have some suggestions. It may have been because of their pride. The man that did come back, we find in verse 15 that he lifted up his voice with a loud voice, glorifying God. And they may have said, well, now we'll go back. If we go back and thank him, we don't want to embarrass ourselves. I found as they're calling out for help and they're calling out for mercy, they don't mind screaming out loud. They don't mind embarrassing themselves when they're asking for help. But now that they have gotten that help, maybe they just said, I'm just not good with crowds. It may have been their pride. And so many times, And there may be somebody here tonight. We are afraid to express thanks because we're afraid of what people will think. We are afraid to embarrass ourselves. Oh, listen. We ought to learn how to embarrass ourselves when it comes to thanks. We ought to not care what anybody else thinks because He deserves our thanks. He has been so good to us. We ought to express it loudly and clearly. We ought to express it also silently in our heart to Him. Oh, I don't know why they did not go back. It may have been because of their pride. It may have been because of their plans. They had things they wanted to do. We don't know how long any of them had been sick. Some of them maybe a few months, some a few years. But during their time of sickness and during their times of being isolated from people they cared about, there's no doubt they sit around and thought, I wish I could get well where I could go back home. Some maybe thought, boy, I'll tell you one thing, I wish I could get well because I sure would love to go to one more party before I die. Some of them may have thought, boy, I sure do miss my girlfriend. I sure wish I could get well. They've been sitting, looking, and thinking, and dreaming, and hoping of someday getting well where they could do what they wanted to do. They all had plans. They thought, we'll never get to do it, but at least I'll think about it. But now they are whole. Now they are healed. And those plans they've had on their mind, some of them for years, they thought, now I get to do what I want to do. So they went and did it. Instead of thanking God, instead of thanking Jesus, they went and did what they wanted to do. And I wonder how many times do we devour His goodness and consume what He's done for us and forget to thank Him? They took what they got from Him gladly, and they are now devouring what He has given them, their health and their time. But they don't have time to go back. Their plans are more important than His praise. It may have been because of their pride. I'm talking about the refusal to give thanks is outrageous. Whatever the reason, it ain't good enough. Maybe their reason for not returning and not thanking Him. Because of their pride. Maybe because of their plans. Maybe because of their problems. Thought about this. There's no doubt some of them have been sitting there in that leprosy colony and thinking the whole time, my family's at home and they're suffering because I am not there to make money to provide the need. And they're behind on the bills. My children's going without. My wife or my husband is working hard trying to make ends meet. The house is going down. The property's failing. Things are falling apart. Things need to be done. And they thought, I'm well now. I'm going to rush home and take care of these problems that I have an obligation to fulfill. A good reason, but not a sufficient reason to not go back and thank Him. It may have been their problems. It may have been some banker there that somehow got leprosy. And he's thinking all those deals he could make and all those chances that he's letting go by and those things and those opportunities where he could make money. And now that he's well, he's thinking, I'm going and I'm making those deals. Well, that may not be a bad reason, but it's not a good enough reason to not go back and thank Him. There's an awful lot of reasons that they may have to excuse themselves from thanking the Lord, but none of them hold water. Probably all of them refuse to go back because of their program. I mean by that, Jesus told them in verse 14, go and show yourself to the priest. Now, that's a biblical admonition. That is something they were supposed to do. But to them, it had become a program, a form, a ritual. To be honest, they probably didn't even want to go. But they thought we'd better, because the one who healed us may take that healing back if we don't do what he told us to do. So they went to the priest, showed themselves, were declared clean, and went about their business. And I thought about this. They're looking at their blessing from God like some robot, some mechanical. And I thought about, so often we think about our walk with God as something just mechanical. We go through the routine. We go through a program. We get up in the morning and we go through our rituals and we do our things. And so many times it's almost at an arm length. We don't really get close to God. We don't really fellowship with Him. We don't really love Him. We don't really hold on to Him. It's not something real in our heart. And therefore, we are not as thankful as we should be. The psalmist said in Psalm 103, verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then the last thing I have mentioned, the reason for giving thanks is obvious. He healed them, changed their lives. Anybody would give him thanks, you would think. The refusal of giving thanks is outrageous. Whatever reason they had to not go back, it is outrageous. It is ridiculous. There is no good reason not to go back. You know how I know? Because that's what Jesus said. Where are the nine? Should them have not come back also, they're healed also. But then thirdly, the reward for giving thanks is overwhelming. Verse 19. Notice. "And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Now he had been healed, but now he's whole. The word whole suggests something of a spiritual nature. I do not know what all was worked in his life and in his heart by the healing of leprosy, but I do know this. I don't know when exactly it happened. I am of the opinion that somewhere from when he walked away, still leprous, and he saw he was healed and started coming back, from that point of when he turned to return to come back to thank him, sometime from then until when he talked to the Lord and the Lord told him to go, somewhere in there something spiritual happened to him. I say it like this, what the Bible says. The man got saved. He has had his spiritual problem taken care of. He'd already had his physical problem taken care of. But now this man, listen to me, he gets something the nine didn't get. The reward for giving thanks is overwhelming. I believe if we could ask that man tonight, "Did you enjoy being healed?" He'd say, "Oh, I can't tell you. I don't have words. I can't put in words what it meant to me. I cannot tell you how much I appreciated the mercy of Jesus in healing me." But if we searched further and said, "Well, what about your spiritual work? What about not just your sickness, but your sin being taken care of?" I believe we'd say, oh my. Now, I appreciate being healed, and I enjoyed being well. But I'll tell you, that thing God did in my heart, all that spiritual work, oh, if I had remained a leper the rest of my life, it would not hardly have mattered had he just done that spiritual work. Oh, there's nothing like knowing Him. There's nothing like knowing your sins forgiven. Oh, I'm glad for the leprosy being cleansed. I'm glad for the leprosy being taken away. But it's nothing like knowing my sin has been taken away and my soul is clean. He's rewarded because He gave thanks. And those who did not get that reward. Sounds serious all of a sudden. So I come to my point, so what? What does it mean? It means we ought to be thankful. It means we ought to express our gratitude. We ought to acknowledge God's goodness to unworthy, undeserving people. We should never devour His goodness without coming back and thanking Him. We give our thanks by our words. He came back with a loud voice and said, thank you for what you've done. Our words. You may be thankful in your heart, but the Lord wants you to express it with your lips. In fact, gratitude inside is not complete without expressing it outside. We give thanks by our words. We give thanks by our worship. He came back and fell on his face before the Lord and worshiped Him. He recognized who Jesus was. He saw Him as God. He saw Him as one worthy of worship. And part of our thanksgiving is worship. I pray often, several times a day. I can't get out from under the burden. It's on my mind all the time. It's there all the time. No matter what I'm doing, I'm still in the back of my mind. I got this on my mind. Lord, help us to worship You. Help us to open our heart to You. Help us in our daily walk. Help us in our time when we come to church to open up and worship You. Don't let us just go through the routine. Don't let us be robots living this life. We give thanks by our worship. We give thanks by our words, our worship, our works. He said, arise. Get up. Get up what? I don't know. I know one thing he's supposed to do, go to the priest. I don't doubt a bit that he went after he thanked the Lord. After that, I have no idea what he did. But I know this, he didn't stay where he was and he didn't do what he'd been doing. We worship by our works. Remember what Abraham told the servant? I and the lad will go and worship. Sacrificing his son, going through that step of obedience, trusting God, doing what God said, he says, rightfully so, is worship. We worship God by serving Him. We can give thanks by our words, our worship, our works, and our witness. Verse 19 says, arise and go thy way. I don't doubt one bit that he is suggesting here, go and tell people what's happened to you. A part of our thanks should not only be to him, a part of our thanks ought to be to them that we see every day, telling them what Jesus did for us, expressing to them how good God has been. We give thanks to Him by telling them, by witnessing. Every one of us here had things we could complain about. In some ways, justifiably so, because they're real problems that are real hard. But no matter what we have gone through, no matter what we're facing tonight, we have a God who is still good. We have a God who is still good. He's worthy of our thanks. He deserves it. He deserves it. I believe He desires it. I believe He demands it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and I'll quit fussing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, you call it good, you call it bad, you call it hard, you call it easy, you call it great, you call it terrible. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. You look at it two ways. This that you're going through is the will of God, and also you giving thanks is the will of God. Both applies. Father, help us, Lord, to see what you do every day, to not be used to it, to not take it for granted, to not be afraid to thank you, to not be ashamed to express it, to be glad, to be ready, to be anxious to express our thanks and our worship, to serve you with a ready heart, to please you. You have been good. I want to say thank you. It's not enough, but I say thank you and I mean it. In Jesus' name, amen.